Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micro-motivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 23. Today's message is Rally Up Your Resources. During changing times, it is important to really take a look at your resources and how you are using them to make sure that you are using what you have or need and being a good steward to our environment by not creating too much waste. There are several different ways that you can look at the word resources in so many categories that you could break them down into. We'll discuss a few of those today, but it will certainly not be an exhaustive list. Feel free to think even more about the resources available to you and how you are using them. As my daughter gets closer to college, I have been taking a greater look at how I'm spending my money. With college costs so high, I'll be hoping that money starts growing on trees like in the game Animal Crossing. Until that becomes a reality, I'm looking at how I can do better, and while giving her a part-time job to look for scholarships. It's going to be a challenge to adjust, but I know that we can do it. I recently read a book titled A Year of Less by Kate Flanders. This was a bit extreme for me in some cases, but posed some interesting challenges and great points. Like, can you stop buying clothes or accessories for a year? How about just a month? Okay, well, what if you had an exception, such as you could replace a piece of clothing that was beyond repair? Then could you do it? I'm going to try for a month, or maybe longer. We'll see. But I'm going to have two exceptions. One is the beyond repair essential that was mentioned. And the other is, for me, experience related. So, for example, I like to get concert t-shirts. Well, part of that reason is because I couldn't afford them when I went to a bunch of concerts in my younger days. But now I can, and I have a long-term plan for them. So they will be eventually a t-shirt quilt. Thinking about things in advance like that can really be helpful for, you know, is this something that I need and how am I going to use it either just now or into the future? I also have a drawer full of cosmetics that I don't need and I will not likely use. That's my plan to go through next. I get it sometimes. Your favorite lotion or perfume ceases to exist and you try new things. But do you really need to keep all the things that didn't work for you? Also, how many backups are really needed? It's easy to get into that mindset, especially when having parents who were raised post-depression, and it has even become a changed mindset post-COVID. Yes, I still squeeze out all the toothpaste that I can possibly get, but that certainly gives me enough time to get more when I'm close to running out. I also recently watched a documentary called Buy Now, The Shopping Conspiracy on Netflix. It's appalling how much waste is created by fast fashion and electronics, for example. The biggest shock for me was that some companies intentionally destroy products to make them unusable, rather than finding a reputable charity to donate to, or having giveaways with partners, or finding alternate reuse options. I understand this means someone else can't sell the item, and they have deducted them as a loss for their taxes. But there is an environmental impact, and there are health impacts too. There are some companies that try to find some sustainable trade-offs to make environmental impacts, like planting trees. and others who are creating new things from old, like a company that reuses billboards to make bags, or one that uses plastic bottles to make suitcases. I saw a recent article that Billie Eilish has been working with record companies to give unsold concert t-shirts a chance to be reused. The manufacturer that the record company is working with will turn them back into cotton yarn so they can be used again, or they'll use them for housing insulation. This is not a message to tout good or bad companies, but rather to bring up the conversation and plans around sustainability and the environment when you are creating a brand new product. Another thing discussed in the documentary was marketing a consumer push for urgency. I have never really used the buy now Amazon option because it always scared me just how easy it was. And I like to review purchases to make sure that there are no hidden costs. I do tend to hold on to things in my cart to see price variations over time, or if I was just dealing with an impulse and don't really need that thing. I have found that it does help to delay, and it could also help you if you are ever asked for a wish list. There will probably be other things in my future, like a no-spend weekend. I have a bunch of things to fix or to go to the dry cleaners to get fixed. Not very good with zippers. I have supplies for projects that have never been finished. I watch videos on crafting, such as cutting up and using toilet paper rolls for various decor. There are so many things that we can do with the stuff around our house. Get creative with reusing what you have. Broken items can have a new use too. The Japanese art form kintsugi is where pottery is repaired using a lacquer that is typically dusted with gold or other metals. This treasures the history of the objects, and it continues on with unique beauty. Various sculptures can be made from found objects, or even created with materials that can't be recycled, like bottle caps. Quilts can be made from scraps. Are there other ways that you can transform broken objects into artwork? We have talked a lot about things, but what about food? We enjoy having pizza nights on Fridays, like a lot of families do. For a long time, we bought pizza at a restaurant and had it delivered. We started saving a bit by simply picking up the pizza. Then we started buying pizza from a grocery store. We have not made pizza at home often, but that's likely our next step due to changing dietary needs in the family where we can't all have the same pizza anymore. We also have a bunch of food in the freezer. We need to go through it again. I tried a dry erase sheet telling us what's inside, but it kept getting wiped off and we didn't have a great place to store the marker to check items off or erase things. The goal there is to get through what we have over the next few months so that we can determine exactly what we need as we move forward with the latest food that the family likes to eat. When I went to Alaska recently and stayed at an Airbnb with family, we had to determine groceries that we would need, but just for 5 days, for 9 people. There were different tastes and preferences, so some needed accommodations there, but we really wanted to be mindful about what we would use and what could be left that would be further used to minimize our waste. I watched my brother-in-law transform some leftover chicken into a whole new meal with just a few ingredients. And that has inspired me to look at other ways of using leftovers. And the whole experience overall has me looking at being more intentional with food purchases. We are pretty good at composting, but this gets to the food that we can't compost. I hope that you can take at least one of these ideas to rally up your resources. And remember, this message is for you.